So, Paddy, your opening game as Donegal manager, defeat here to Down. Suppose, what's your assessment of that today?
Look, you know what, as you say, it is the opening game of the year, and there's such a small window of opportunity to give a lot of these lads who have put a big effort in to see, to give them that opportunity to get out and see, can they compete at this particular level? And, you know, the reality about the game was, up until about the three-quarter stage, I think if we'd have taken a lot of really good chances that we had, if we'd have taken it, obviously I think the scoreboard would have been somewhat different. But when you start throwing in, as both sides did, 10 and 12 subs, it kind of disrupts the momentum of the game. So, look, you know, the fact that their game's coming thick and fast, like we're out again on Wednesday and the league is around the corner, we'll probably have a bit more work done, and we've a good number of lads to come back in there. But, you know, lads, they're disappointed in there, disappointed with themselves, because they know there's somewhat more there. But, I mean, every team has to kind of make a start, and that's what we've done today.
Yeah. And you said that in the lead up to this game, there's very, very small time frame here between matches, and that was important for you to get something out of this game, and there would be valuable learning lessons for users and management and the players. So what exactly did you get out of it, Paddy?
Yeah, well, what I got out of it is the fact that there's a lot of work to be done, you know, and in terms of, you know, a lot of the, you know, the sim in terms of joined up play and all, you know, lads have to get much more used to each other in that. And I just think, you know, we could be a little bit more assertive out there on the tackle, and, you know, we're working hard in terms of the quality of the delivery of the ball that we need to put in, and that's all of what's formed what we're doing in the background at the moment.
Yeah. Monaghan's next to Wednesday night. Do you expect much change? Are you going to shake things up? Because use a lot of players here today. Is there more to come now?
There are. And, you know, as you guys know, you just have to be fair to lads to give them that time out there on the field. You know, I mean, their aspirations to play for Donegal are big, and, you know, we're at the bringing a good number of them in there. But, and it's difficult for them because, you know, some of these boys have Sigerson in a few days, and even the lads out there had to play, you know, club games yesterday, and, you know, that all takes its toll. And at this level, you know, you get punished very quickly for, you know, if you're not right on the money, and we certainly weren't on the money there today.
Obviously the league's at the end of the month, and there's quite a few other players to come back into your fold, Paddy. Of what we've seen there today of those young players, how many of them would you expect maybe to be part of your panel this year for 2023?
Well, it's kind of very hard to say. It's to give an exact figure, you know. I mean, we just have to look at these games in the round to see what happens on Wednesday night and where that takes us, or whether we're still in the McKenna Cup or not, or we'll get, but, you know, we'll make that decision about those lads when it's appropriate and when it's fair.
Okay, and Kieran Thompson was leading out the team today. Is there any more developments on who the captain will be, Paddy?
I'd say in the very short, very near future, I would hope. I can't say exactly, but I'd say it'd be days rather than weeks. So we'll clarify all of that for you guys.
No more come Wednesday night.
Pardon?
Well, no more come Wednesday.
Oh, hopefully, indeed, yeah.
Okay. And if you're going to make the semi-final now, you're going to need a big performance on Wednesday night if you want another game on it in preparation for the league.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's the way we'd be looking at it. You know, I think the lads might be a wee bit more rested. Look, in every, and it's never, no one likes coming off the field after a defeat, but there is learning in it for us, and, you know, we spoke initially to them there, and we will before Wednesday, and I expect a good competitive game with Monaghan as well, and we will have to put in a big performance. Okay.